Denmark is sending Saba with her song Sand just across the Øresund Bridge to Malmö for Eurovision 2024 this year. But will Denmark be making their mark on this year's competition? Let's review Eurovision. Denmark has a pretty good record in the Malmö Arena. The last time we were there, back in 2013, it was Emily DeForest that reigned victorious with only teardrops. They've had a pretty topsy-turvy record since then. They're hoping to return to the grand final for the first time since 2019. It's been a while, with this song, Sand by Saba. Are you swimming about with the sand this time, Emily?
I like it. It's weird. It's not the most kind of groundbreaking. There's nothing particularly original about it, but it's kind of feel good music. It's got a nice melody. She sings it well. I think she has kind of decent energy on stage. I think some decent staging can really kind of elevate a song like this that kind of has a build up to the chorus and can kind of give it a bit of oomph. I was kind of pleasantly surprised by this one. So yeah, I'm optimistic about this Danish entry, actually.
Yeah, I like all of that actually. I think this is Denmark's most competitive entry, probably of the last 10 years, actually. I think obviously Higher Ground in 2018 was very Viking. It was very, it was slightly kitsch. It was slightly a slight lick of tackiness about it. And obviously it eventually developed a soft spot for their 2021 entry in Rotterdam, which I think we
But that
both.
was the definition of kitsch.
That
That
was very,
was
very kitsch. Yeah.
next level. And that was an injustice that it
It
didn't
was an
get.
injustice. Yeah. I mean, we were, if you watch our review of it, we were not that keen. But by the time of Eurovision, I think we both recognized how good that was. And that should have gone through, but it didn't. But I think actually this is pretty competitive. I think it's, as you say, the melody's good, it's got a nice vibe to it. If you whack the volume up, it is a bop. You know what I mean? And it is really catchy when she's, ooh, ooh. It is really catchy, and I think it's got a real earworm quality to it in a way that most Danish entries are quite forgettable, and this very much isn't forgettable. I think this is you by the end of the song you're singing along to that ooh bit. And again, I'm going to echo what you say. Her energy on stage is really strong. She's not the most experienced performer. She's not released that many songs before, but I think there's something about her just standing there when she's sort of in the chorus, she sort of opens her arms up. There's a confidence there that I think she just exudes charisma and she really draws you in. And it might be a mix of just her, performance ability versus the staging complimenting her and her outfit and everything. I just think, certainly in that national final performance, it just worked. Vocals were a little bit iffy, I'll say. And I think, what does let this down quite a lot actually is the lyrics. I think they're a little bit basic. I think the conceit of, sand slipping through my hands, blah, 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 blah. I think that's a
We've heard
little,
it before. We've heard
we've
it
heard it
before.
before. It's, as a metaphor, it's a little bit one-dimensional. And I think that is the weakness of this. Especially, and I think it's almost hammered home by the fact that, in the second chorus, she just starts screaming the word sand. It's kind of that. The first time I heard it, I did sort of snigger a little bit when I was like, okay, she's saying like sand, sand. It's a little bit obvious, you know what I mean? So that's the weak point here, but I think she's good, the melody's good, the staging's good. This has got a lot going for it in a way that most Danish entries don't anymore, and I think it's a welcome return to form for Denmark. So it's yeah, I'm excited that they're sending something a little bit different. So this is performing in the second semi-final. She's going immediately after Austria and immediately before Armenia. So as we've been saying, we say in every video, semi-final two is the harder one. They sailed through, no sand pun there, no intended sand pun there. They sailed through the last time we were in Malmo and ended up pretty convincingly winning it. Do you think there's going to be a similar level of success this time? And what's your rating out of 10?
I really hope it gets through. It's one of those where I feel like it could be that kind of that one that just gets a little bit lost in the mix. but I really hope it gets through. For me, it's an 8. I think if it does get through, I don't think it'll have quite as much success as the last Danish entry in Malmo, but yeah, I'm hoping for Denmark.
I'm also going to give this an 8. Why not? I think, yeah, there's something that's quite likable about it. Because it is a bop, the lyrics are a bit shit, but there is something inherently likable about her, about the song. It's got an urban quality. Yeah, I'm going to give this an 8. Is it going to get through? I really hope so. I really, really do. It's competitive. Yeah. I mean, it's not got a huge number of friends in that semi-final. Most of the other Scandinavian ones are in the first semi-final, but I do just think this is going to get enough, fours, five, sixes to actually squeak through. And actually, if it does get through, and I hope it does, I actually can see this being a bit of a dark horse in the final because I imagine the jury's getting behind this quite a lot. It's got, jury, even if they sort of look past the pretty tacky lyrics, I think this has got jury, not jury bait written all over it, but I think, I don't know, it's got enough
It's
in it
pretty
to
jury
actually use
friendly. It's kind of, yeah.
it's quite and you know it, there is no set of rules for what a jury will and will not like, but I think this is it's pretty radio friendly, and if that's they often do pick a pretty radio friendly song to do pretty well, so I think this could be certainly top 10 with juries, and I would not be surprised if this in the end finishes left hand side of the scoreboard in the final. I'm very much on board with it. I don't think it's a winner, obviously. I don't think we're going to see Emily DeForest 2.0 here, but I think it's I saw somebody on Twitter say this is this year's Wine Mum song. And I kind of I think they meant it as an insult, but I think of that's the sort of market that I think will actually quite enjoy this, the type of thing that the sort of the middle-aged vote, I think this actually will take quite handily. So I think this has got a lot going for it, and this is oh yeah, again, a welcome return to form for Denmark.
So we're pretty big fans of Denmark. Let us know what you think in the comments, and don't forget to like and subscribe, and click the bell so you get notified every time we upload new content, which is every day in the run up to Eurovision. Don't forget you can listen to us in podcast form wherever you get your podcasts. But that's it from this episode, and we'll see you next time.